Welcome to the DBM Academy podcast. I'm John, and today we're diving into a recent presentation about the Atler Token OTC launch and the broader blockchain sports ecosystem. What's happening, Sarah?
Hey, John. Well, things are moving along. There are three key components: Boostify, the OTC, and the Arena, the epicenter of the ecosystem. The big news is the official launch of the over-the-counter, or OTC, platform, following the completion of the pre-sale last weekend.
Okay, let's focus on the OTC. What exactly is its purpose right now? For the founder community who decided to acquire and hold Atler tokens, what are the benefits to private owners and the team fund owners?
Well, this first stage is about accessing a liquidity mechanism for founder holders of vested tokens, connecting sellers and buyers outside of the open exchanges.
How does the selling process work? I heard there are some very specific rules and a focus on not killing the goose.
Exactly. The system is designed to manage the cliff period and vesting schedule. For founder sellers, they can place orders to liquidate their Atler during the cliff and sell for USDT to OTC buyers. The system is actively being synchronized. Currently, they've asked users to place small orders, one Atler, to sync their Tron Link and EVM wallets and get a $5 counteroffer just to verify the connection.
So it's not a rush to cash out. It's a measured approach to protect the Atler price into the long term.
Absolutely. As many in the community know, the strategy is to be cautious. The market makers are involved to help establish price floors. But for team funds and those with large holdings, the suggested strategy is to place multiple smaller orders over time, rather than one massive order, to avoid flooding the market and depressing the price. And a big takeaway, orders on the OTC only have a 24-hour lifespan, so sellers need to be actively involved. The OTC market is being closely monitored, with the team funds now deciding what they wish to do to ensure a balance between Atler maintained and access to liquidity.
I see. So the polls this week are important. We have the choice to liquidate 100%, 50%, or 0% of our Atler. Zero being to hold the asset until the vesting process begins in August 2026. We also need to decide the minimum price we wish to target on the OTC from $1 up to a minimum of $30 per Atler. $1 minimum providing the soonest access to liquidity while also providing the mandate to sell at the highest prices possible subject to the OTC market on any given 24 hours.
That about sums it up, John. The informed community needs to decide on a happy medium between longer-term asset retention and short-term liquidity.
Okay, that's clear. Now, what do we know about token prices across the blockchain sports ecosystem?
Good question. On the open exchanges, the current price is around $52, with an all-time high of around $59. On the Boostify platform, which is the sales portal targeting new community members, the Atler token has a starting price of $15. This price increases by $5 for every 10 million tokens sold.
The Arena is where the gaming and community utility comes in. It's a paradigm shift for fan engagement, allowing users to trade digital athlete cards, participate in events, and stake Atler. It's a win-win. Fans get a deeper experiential connection with their favorite sports teams, and the clubs can earn revenue for development and operational needs through these transactions. All of this is underpinned by the Atleta blockchain.
Interesting. Okay, so what are the final takeaways?
The major takeaway is to place your vote on your team fund's Telegram channels this week. Think about that sensible balance between quantity and price at this OTC stage. Of course, we want liquidity, but we do not want to sell the goose. Secondly, think about your wallet security. Have you validated your payout wallets over at smartdefi.team? Also, consider placing a multi-sig on your payout wallets. use the resources available at smartdefi.team to assist as required.
All community members should also ensure your Tron Link and MetaMask wallets are synced correctly and securely to the OTC. This way, you can track for yourself the OTC prices, average selling quantities, and trading volume. You can do this with any wallet and do not need to have Founder Atler status. For those with multiple holdings, use the Atler Planner available in the resources section at smartdefi.team to strategically decide how much to sell over time. The entire process of liquidity management is complex and designed for the long-term growth of the ecosystem, so patience is key.
Excellent summary. Much appreciated. We look forward to the fruits of our labor as the blockchain sports ecosystem evolves. For up-to-the-minute updates and strategy, see you at the Limitless Workshop at dbm.academy or the general forum at smartdefi.team. See you there.